Let us pray. Almighty God, upon the throne supreme, Omni all God, who sees, knows, hears all things, the Father of our Savior, Jesus, our Christ, our Redeemer, our hope, our courage. Father, today as we come before you, we come in the name of Jesus, and we lay our hearts before your throne. Father, you see there things that we need to repent of and that we seek forgiveness for. But Father, let us not just stop in the confessing of it and the seeking the repentance of. But Father, let us continue to pray that you would keep us from it, that you would give us the strength to resist the temptations that come not from you, but from the adversary. Those temptations that would lead us into hardships, difficulties, and long-term situations that we can't even foresee that would not have good outcomes. And Father, today as we bring our hearts before you seeking forgiveness and strength in service, grace and mercy, Father, we do pray that you would give us the strength to forgive others, to love them and forgive them as we have been loved and forgiven. And Father, as we look around this morning, we do pray for our church and so many that travel and are away, and so much it seems going on, so many ways to be distracted today, to be called aside. Father, we lift it all up to you today. We pray for them. We pray for the needs we've lifted among our church family here. Father, you've heard each one, but you've also heard that one that was silently lifted in their hearts. And Father, we expand our concerns to pray for other churches in our community and other communities who proclaim Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. And Father, we pray for our nation, the leaders of our nations, our communities, the world around us, for those who serve our country, for those who still are trying to recover from disasters, tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, fires, or just personal illness. Father, we lift them before you today, each and every one, not just the situations, but the people that are in these situations. Father, we lift them before you today, that you would find love and grace and share it in their hearts and lives, that there would be hope, that there would be peace, that there would be comfort, that there would be strength, that there would be patience, and that they would know your mercy. And Father, we just bring it all to you. Father, and we admit to you it's bigger than we are. And we trust in you, and help us live by faith that you've got it, and you've got us, and you've got them. And now would you hear us as together we lift our hearts and voices to pray as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lord, listen to your children.